Land ho! Okay, welcome back to Dunsdale. And boy, I've got more stuff for you. But before I get into more news here, I've got a little word from the president. Yeah, the president's Council on Higher Education. So let's hear from higher ed.
A PhD, what is it good for? Piled high and deeper. What is a PhD good for? You can scatter it on a field planted with corn and it will yield a good crop. With the piled high and deeper, you'll be able to confidently state that there are hundreds of genders. With a PhD, you'll be able to confidently state that a man can have a baby. With a piled high and deeper, you'll be able to confidently state that a man can become a woman. And, conversely, you'll be able to state confidently that a woman can become a man. With a PhD, you'll be able to say that is right and fair for male athletes to compete with women. With a piled high and deeper, you'll support Federal Reserve dollar printing like Weimar Germany. With a PhD, you will believe that the stock market only continually goes up. With a piled high and deeper, you will believe that Ukraine will win their war against Russia. With a PhD, you will be convinced that Joe Biden is the best president this country's ever seen. With a piled high and deeper, you will invest buying Hunter Biden's artwork. With a PhD, you will believe everything that the mainstream media says. With a piled high and deeper, you will believe that reparations are due all African Americans, even from the descendants who fought in the Civil War. And finally, with your fabulous piled high and deeper, you will have the great fortune of sending me a $1,000 check to my favorite charity, Committee for Abolishing Stupid Humans.
Yes, that is the Committee for Abolishing Stupid Humans. You can send me a check written out to cash, C-A-S-H, and just send it here to the office to WNRI, and I'll take them and cash them in. And thank you very much for your generous offerings. You can give more than $1,000 if you want, but that is the starting limit because there's a lot of work to be done to abolish stupid humans. So, anyhow, speaking of stupid humans, I've got this story here about female competitive cyclers outraged as transgender women overtake sport. This is not okay. You think, how hard is it to figure that women's sports should be for women, men's sports should be for men? Just because you cut off your ding-a-ling doesn't make you a woman. There's a great meme that I found online. John Wayne saying, just because you cut off your pecker doesn't make you a woman. It just makes you a man who cut off his pecker. But we have to accept it. Wow, I'm down to 7 minutes already. No, 11 minutes. So anyhow, a female competitive cycler called the rising dominance of transgender women in the sport discouraging and disheartening after a transgender rider appeared to finish first at a New York City cycling event on Sunday. You know, this is incredible. Outrage after transgender cyclist wins female event in New York City. Okay, the controversial win came days after a champion female cyclocross rider revealed that she had retired from the sport after finishing in fourth place between two transgender females at the UCI Cyclocross National Championships in December. Cycler Holly Levisier told Fox and Friend that the thought of leaving the sport she loves has also crossed her mind after being forced to compete in unfair competitions. It's very disheartening, Levisier said. As a young woman, you look up to these role models and you think that the sky's the limit. You believe that if you put in enough training, if you have the talent, the skill, that you could be the best. But when you're forced to compete against males that have these physical advantages, it's just not reality anymore. Let's see. Word of Tiffany Thomas's win in New York City over the weekend caught wind on social media and drew outrage as debate grows over transgender women competing against biological females in high school, college, and professionally. You know, who are the morons that are allowing this to happen? You know, who are the judges? Who are the organizers of these races that allow a man to compete against a woman? Because that's what it is. I don't care how many surgeries you've had. It's a man competing against a woman. I used to run marathons. My best marathon was 2 hours and 33 minutes and 32 seconds. Give or take a second. That's fair. It put me in 10th place at the Newport Marathon that I ran the year that I ran that one. I had qualified for Boston a couple of times. I think I would have been 50th at Boston if I had run a similar time there. But with a 2:33, and this is in the mid-80s, the world record for the women was about 2 hours and 28 minutes, something like that. I was very close to the world record for women's racing, women's marathon running. So if I had declared myself as a woman, there are just a plethora of marathons that I could have won. And with a little extra training, I might have even won the Boston Marathon if I had declared, if it was a thing, and not that I would have wanted to do it. I'm just saying I was good as a male runner, but I was still 20 minutes off of world record time. You know, so I was better than middle of the pack, much better than middle of the pack. What you have now are these middle of the pack males who don't like being in 10th place or being in 5th place or whatever. And so they declare themselves females. Whether or not they get the surgery done, I don't know. But they are able to win in the female competitions. It is stupid. It is unfair because men have larger lungs, larger hearts, longer muscles. It's not debatable. Although the crazy thing is that people do debate it. You know, oh God, even Even all women's colleges are debating and saying that there is no difference, that a man can be a woman. And they are going to ruin women's sports. Absolutely ruin. I was going to say, what about the day when a man plays in the WNBA? But then I just thought of Brittany Griner. Is she actually a man? Is she actually a transgender, but just hasn't declared as a transgender because it'd be too controversial right now? I don't know. I've seen pictures of Brittany Griner, and boy, oh boy, she looks like a dude. Incredible. Oh, I'm running low on time. Boy, am I ever. USA Cycling says it is committed to ensuring that all USA Cycling members have equal access and opportunities to participate in cycling events in a manner that is fair to all competitors while preserving the integrity of the sport and respecting international competition regulations. Bull! I've got to play my PhD thing again. That is BS. There is so much BS, it is just spread everywhere. It's just not on the cornfield. It's in sports. It's in academia. It's in politics. It's in Washington. It's in Rhode Island. Oh, man, you gotta laugh because it is so stupid. I've got a story here I don't have time for, but rapper Afro Man sued by sheriff's deputies who wrongfully raided home after he used footage of the raid in music videos. This rapper, black guy, I guess he's married to a white woman. Not that it matters, but just for the story. He got raided by the cops in some city in Ohio. Wrongfully raided. They were looking for drugs or whatever. And they didn't find any. There was nothing wrong. This guy, Afro Man, did nothing wrong. He was completely innocent. And the cops just screwed up royally on this. But Afro Man had videotape of it. His wife had you know, been running the cameras the whole time. So they use that video for their, their work, you know, when they made videos. And now the police are suing them because, if I have time for this, the lawsuit reported by TMZ Wednesday accuses Afro Man, a.k.a. Joseph Foreman, of causing seven officers emotional distress, embarrassment, ridicule, loss of reputation, and humiliation. You know, it's like, fine, don't raid the wrong house. don't do a wrongful arrest. Yeah, you brought it on yourself. You busted down the wrong doors. Thankfully, no shots were fired. It's just an embarrassment for the cops. Yeah, well, when you are an embarrassment, you get embarrassed. But anyhow, how's that for a local constabulary? So, have a great weekend. Enjoy things. Oh, and Mr. Trump, be peaceful.
You've been listening to Dunn's Deal with author James Dunn. Join James every Friday at 6:05 for a unique perspective on today's issues. But for now, this is a Dunn Deal, only on your voice in the Blackstone Valley, WNRI, Woonsocket.